You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
SafetyFM.com with Jay Allen. Changing safety cultures, one broadcast and one podcast at a time.
Well, hello and welcome to another episode of Safety FM with Jay Allen. I hope everything is good and grand inside of your neck of the woods as we get to hang out on this lovely Tuesday and talk about the things that are going on inside of our industry. Now, listen, I have to tell you, there is a lot of stuff coming up in the month of September, and I wanted to talk to you a little bit about some things that are going on. So we've had the discussion on our show that we have the Conklin Conference coming up September the 27th through the 29th at the Rosen Plaza in Orlando, Florida. Now, what I have not told you about is that the day before, at the exact same venue at the Rosen Plaza, the Alliance for Central Florida Safety presents Safety Day 2023. Now, listen, I have been involved with this organization in the past doing some of the stuff that they have been doing and talking about Safety Day and even getting to hang out 1 year at Safety Day and broadcasting from there. So what I wanted to tell you about today was talk a little bit about what's going on with Safety Day. So I went ahead and last week sat down with the board of the Alliance for Central Florida Safety and talk about what the hell they have going on. So what I would like for you to do is sit back and relax and take a listen to what the ACFS is doing for Safety Day. Listen, it's a fun-filled day of information on things to do and things that they're going to talk about. They'll even tell you how to register at their website, acfs.org. That's acfs.org. And they'll even talk about this great price point to enjoy Safety Day that includes lunch, parking, and the whole day's worth of activities for as low as $30. So let's get into it. Take a listen to this, sit back and relax, and let's go from there. So let's do this real quick, if you don't mind. Tell me a little bit of exactly what it is that Safety Day does provide to the general community, because there's going to be listeners on this station that are not going to be familiar with what you're doing in Orlando. So I want them to have kind of a better understanding of what's going on and what happens during Safety Day that you guys have been doing for years now.
Why are you looking at me?
So Safety Day has been something that's created, what, over 20 years? We've been doing Safety Day every year. The Alliance for Central Florida Safety puts on an event that allows safety and health professionals to meet vendors, hear speakers, look at new technology, look at personal protective equipment. There's an amazing Italian buffet, but I think the best thing that we're known for within the Central Florida area and beyond is some of the cheapest CEUs available. So anyone who is credentialed safety and health professional, they can get CEUs. And that's what keeps people coming back every year after year after year.
So you did say that over 20 years for this. So I guess my question would come about automatically was, how did the idea come about and how has this continued on throughout the years of this moving forward? Because let's be realistic, it's really hard to put one event together. So doing this over 20 times cannot be an easy task. So how does the group come about in doing this?
So I think prior to the American Society of Safety Professionals, at the time it was safety engineers, before they were very active in the Central Florida area, a group of safety and health professionals decided to start their own networking, mentorship, sharing of best practices, and thus created the Alliance for Central Florida Safety. And then from that, part of the bylaws that were written were to provide cheap, easy educational opportunities within Central Florida.
But you still tend to have people that come across from other places, not just Central Florida alone, in regards of trying to see what exactly is going on with this event, because it seems, I mean, I've been there a few times and it seems to be pretty popular. So how do you normally get these people from other places and how do you get the word out?
So what's amazing about the EFS is that it is strictly a volunteer organization. And so we rely on each individual that's part of the board, each individual that volunteers, we rely on their networking, as well as we have over 50 vendors that show up to the safety day itself, and we use all of their networking as well. So we've had people come from as far as Chicago, I think. We have people from Miami. We've had a couple people show up from Texas. But it's basically Central Florida.
Okay. So tell me about the gentlemen that are sitting next to you, if you don't mind. It seems like they're inside of the camera shot trying to, you know, be there with you. So what are they doing with you? I would love to hear a little bit more of their involvement.
They're chickens, and they don't want to talk, and so they allowed me. That's why I looked at
Listen,
Matt first.
I'm just waiting to get a word in edgewise, you know?
No, and let's not kind of confuse the people that are listening to this. There are multiple people in the room. I can only tell you the people that I can see on the camera itself in regards of what's going on. So you have multiple volunteers that are inside of there, but two that are sitting right there next to you. That's why I'm throwing that out there. But you have Matt Law there. Can you tell me a little bit of how you got involved with this? I know we've seen you at some different places with the ASSP, but would definitely love to hear how you got involved with the ACFS.
Well, a good friend of mine named Rich Nichols actually approached me one day, and he's done a very good job over the last couple of years of bringing some really good ideas to the table for ACFS with a really good vision for what we want to do in the future. And he looked at me and he said, "Hey, Matt, I think you should get involved in this. This sounds like a really cool opportunity." And you're right, Jay. I've done a lot with ASSP over the last. Well, actually, pretty much my whole safety career. And, you know, I see the ACFS as a really cool opportunity to get more involved in the local community and, you know, like Michelle said, create that accessible educational content for safety professionals that are in the area. And, you know, that's really our whole purpose. We have the ability to reach a more focused but yet broader audience here in Central Florida and bring that content to them, because it's so important for us to continue to get those best practices, continue to advance the field, and, you know, provide everybody the opportunity to do that.
So as we talk about that, about advancing the community, especially the local community, Michelle referenced something in particular of regards of cheap CEUs. And let's make them cost effective, just to kind of change some of the wording up. How does that become part of what the ACFS is doing? And anybody can answer this particular question, because I mean, there's other organizations that offer CEUs, and we'll just say, quote unquote, they're kind of expensive for what there is once you kind of include the travel and getting into wherever the event's being held. So how were you able to pull that off as an organization?
Probably the last 10, 12 years, we've been in partnership with the American Society of Safety Professionals to offer the CEUs through BCSP. And that partnership has allowed us not only to expand our network, but also to offer that educational opportunity for anybody that's credentialed for them to be able to use those CEUs.
Very nice. Very nice on how that's able to work. And let's kind of go a little bit further down the table. This gentleman has not said much to this moment, but he has a lot to say. Please, if you don't mind, introduce yourself to the people that are listening.
Assume you're talking about me, Jeff Walker. I've been in emergency medical services for about 50 years, and every year we try to offer at least one area that people may not have been exposed to, since safety professionals are hoping to prevent emergencies and not have to deal with them as much. Sometimes that can't be done, and so like this year, for instance, we're going to be presenting the American College of Surgeons Stop the Bleed program, which was something that started back in 2013 when we had school shootings and that sort of thing began to be much more in the news. And they created this program for non-medical personnel to teach them how to use some of the new devices for controlling bleeding, things that you don't normally find in most first aid kits. And so this is probably the first exposure for most of the people coming to Safety Day. We've done this once before, about 3 years ago, and we have several other things that we offer. So about every 2 to 3, 4 years, we try to offer something we haven't offered in a while. And this year, last year we offered CPR and use of AEDs. This year we're offering Stop the Bleed, and each year we'll offer something along those lines. It's usually the last thing we do in the day, so it's somewhat of an optional thing. There are people who don't stay for it if they've already had it or don't feel like they need it, but it's really an opportunity for them to see something that they can actually take back to their company. So if they're there representing a company and maybe there's one or two or three people that attend Safety Day from their company, they can learn about a program that they can offer to their own employees at another time, convenient to those employees, and have an even wider exposure. We're kind of hoping that all who will come to a program like last year when we did CPR, there may have been only one or two people from a company that were in that program, but then they can take that back to their company, just as people that go to a national conference will bring back information to their local area. That's really what Safety Day started as, is offering something to people who can't normally go to these national or international conferences. And so we're doing that on a local level as well. We're sending people back into their companies with information on how can they learn more about Stop the Bleed for the rest of their employees in their own companies at a time convenient.
So let me ask a question there, if you don't mind, because you've been doing this for some time. So how have you seen this evolved over the years? And does it still kind of coincide with the vision and mission statement that you originally had? Or has that actually, well, let's say, changed throughout the years because of how it's expanded?
So I think probably 10, 8 years ago, we attempted to do more than one safety day. We had like half a day sessions, training sessions. But what we found is that we were more known for Safety Day than we were anything else. And so when we did these little mini sessions, people would show up and go, oh, I thought this was Safety Day. And it was a much smaller group to do some training. And so we basically went away from that. And now we offer Safety Day, and we put a lot of effort into, I think last year we had over 400 participants. We had 50 vendors plus vendors. I think the same thing, have the numbers right now. We're already over 40, maybe over 50 vendors who have already registered to be a part of Safety Day 2023. But I think the change, or attempting to change and then realizing what we're known for, we and said, let's go back to our main objective, and that was cost-effective CEUs in the Central Florida area, and we focus on that mainly.
So let's get down to brass tacks then. So let's tell people what it is, the cost in regards of actually showing up to the event, where the event's being held, and what are the dates.
So Safety Day is going to be held at the Rosen Plaza on September 26th. We're starting at 8 a.m. The cost is $30 to register. It includes parking. It includes lunch and all the CEUs.
Okay. And then where do they need to go to be able to register for it?
you can go to acfs.org.
Okay. That sounds fantastic. I really do appreciate your time this morning.
Yeah, thanks, Jay.
Thank you.
Okay, so there you go. That's going to sum up our information about what is going on at Safety Day. If you go to acfs.org, that's acfs.org, that will cover the information of everything that's going on September the 26th in Orlando, Florida, at the Rosen Plaza. The whole actual day's worth of agenda is actually listed on their website. That's acfs.org. And don't forget also about the Conklin Conference that will be taking place at the Rosen Plaza the 27th through the 29th of September. All you have to do to find out information about that one is go to safetyfm.io. That's safetyfm.io. Thanks for hanging out during this episode. I've been your safety manager and host, Jay Allen. And until next time, be safe.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.